Hello, hello. This is JT and welcome to my podcast, It's Just a Belief. Today, I go back to the basic. I will walk you through what is the main frame under which people get amazing transformation. It's a very simple frame. So simple thought process that people think it's not possible because it's too simple. Well, before we deep dive into that simplicity, I invite you to sign up to my website, itnocoach.ca, so you get the latest invitations to free events and my newsletter every week.
She lives in the wonderful world of the state of hypnosis and finds hidden gems in your subconscious mind. She laughs, she loves, she breathes, goes deep, transforms, transitions, and laughs again. More than anything, she knows that it's just a belief.
So yesterday morning, my client said to me, my partner is not sure I did the right thing. My partner is questioning me starting to work with you. And this was our second session. And this is not rare, right? Because people say, oh, you know what? I hired this girl and we're going to work together with my subconscious mind and change my life. I've been dealing with this problem for years and here it is. I hired this girl and we're going to sort this out. And, you know, being enthusiastic about the process is one part of the success. I'm not going to lie. If you have a skeptical mind and you're saying, well, you know, I've hired this girl and invested that money, I'm not sure where it's going to go. You know, it's not setting you up the same way as if you say, you know, I'm very eager and enthusiastic because now we're, you know, I found a solution and we're working on this and this is happening right now. So I thought, how about going back to the model? And I asked her, you know, can you explain to me the work we're doing together so I understand what you are conveying about the work we do and how I can help you be really clear about what we do? Because that's important, right? But I'm in it every day. And it's like anything, you're in it every day that is so simple for you. You tend to forget that people are not in it every day. The model is so simple. 4 steps. It starts with a belief. It starts there. And that thing you believe very strongly leads you to an emotion. And that emotion urges you to act. So you go into action. And then the action, of course, the sum of the action are our lives, right? Our life circumstances. I repeat this. It starts with a belief. Now the belief prompts you to an emotion. The emotion prompts you into an action, and the action prompts your life. It's that simple. Now you can say, okay, so how do we go about the belief? So sometimes people come to me and they say, oh, I have to believe that. This is a conscious belief. And sometimes they are right, because I find clients are really the best specialists of themselves. But sometimes there are a lot of other subconscious beliefs. And those are the ones that we're going to go and dig into. So as you know, I write it everywhere. I am not a psychologist. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I am a hypno coach. I am a clinical hypnotherapist. That's the title of my diploma. I have the RTT methodology. I am a certified coach. But I'm not out there to diagnose, to give any diagnostic or tell you the cause of your depression or the cause of your anxiety. But what we go and see together is what are the beliefs that are prompting the emotion, the symptoms, right? So we go to the beliefs. All my work is all about the beliefs. I live in this world where beliefs, right, are at the forefront, at the root of so many of our life circumstances. So I'm going to take a very easy example here. I have someone who had problem speaking in public. She had a very important position and she had to have, you know, public speeches in front of the whole company. And she's been struggling with this for years. And it was a big, it weighed a lot on her career and on her, the way she portrayed herself. And she knew that this could potentially be a roadblock to her ambition in the role that she wants in her career. So what we did is we went and found the beliefs at the root cause. Again, the root cause of the symptoms, not the root cause of anxiety or whatever, but the root belief, I think, is more accurate. So we went to the root beliefs. And the root beliefs was like, some of them could be, I am not good enough. People will judge me. If I'm not perfect, I'm not going to be loved. Whatever the person was telling herself. This led her to emotions. She became very nervous. There was so much at stake. Can you believe that if you're talking to a group of people, the love, being accepted, being rejected, being enough is at stake. It's so much to create a lot of stress. And we know how our system works, right? When we get under stress, and then all our reaction of freeze, of fight and fawn, you know, they're not there to help you perform on stage. They are out there to keep you safe. So we worked those beliefs together, and she said that the beliefs that she had were false. They're false. And because they are false, and now she clearly see it, because once you see it, you cannot unsee it, right? It's like Santa Claus. Once you don't believe in it, you cannot believe in it anymore. So once she saw clearly, and under hypnosis, it's very easy to see things plain and clearly because your ego is not in the mood. You're just so relaxed. You're just happy to see things as they are with no judgment, right? And you can see that you're judging yourself. It's like if you are some distance able to look at yourself and looking inside yourself and not judge yourself at the same time, which is an amazing posture. And she really saw that those beliefs were false. And so I asked her, right, as with every client, so what do you want instead, right? Oh, I want to be fluid. I want to speak with energy. I want people to love me. I want me to be loving them. And I want this and that and blah, blah, blah. And this is how I want to feel. And I want them to know that I'm their ally. And I want them to know that I'm there to help them. And I want them to know this and that. And so we did the reprogramming into that direction that she wanted. You know, somebody else who has cannot speak in public or have difficulty speaking in public could have another objective. Their objective could be, I need credibility or I need to establish this and that, right? And then we're going to reprogram, rewire new neuropath, you know, according to what the person wants. So it's always about what you want. So that is the basic. So if you're going to tell somebody, I'm working with this woman and this is the work we're doing, the simplest way to describe it is the beliefs create emotion. The emotion creates an action. The action creates my life. So I'm changing my belief so I can change my life. It's as simple as that. Now, I'm just going to add one layer to this. We change three ways. The first way is spontaneous, on the spot. This happened to me when my fear of abandonment left me. I got into that session with Claude, and fear of abandonment was triggering me. I was all over the place, very dysregulated emotionally. I left the session, it was gone, and I knew it was gone. And believe me, when something is gone, you know it. And I have this all the time, clients saying, you know what? This is done. This is over. I know this is no longer me. I know it. I can see it. I'm different. I know that. And it lasts. That happens. This is not most of the transformation, but it does happen, and it happens on a regular basis. And I always say to people, when that happened, it's because there was a lot of work done underneath and you were just ready for that change. And so ready to step into another version of you that it just so happened. Then there's the retroactive one. this is the most tricky one because that's the one where you will tell your husband, well, I had this session with this woman, but nothing happened. Nothing changed. And then one day you realize, oh my God, I've been sleeping for the past week. I never thought I was able to sleep that long. Oh, I realize now I'm no longer biting my nails, but I don't know when it really stopped. So it's that retroactive. And that's a tricky one, but that's when people have those, you know, epiphany or aha moments eventually. And they say, wow, now I realize. So one day they sit in front of their boss and they tell them everything that they never thought they would be able to say, or even to their partner or to the, you know, bank manager or whoever. They never thought they would speak that way. And they realize that all along the changes were kind of happening in the background, but it didn't manifest until a certain time and situation. And then the most common one is the gradual change. You go up, you slide a little bit, you go up, you slide a little bit, you go up, you slide a little bit. The trend is up, but sometimes you have little backslides. And I always say when you are in that gradual change, it's because there is some lessons for you to learn along the way that you need to integrate in order for you to fully be the person you want to be. And sometimes at the beginning, you're becoming somebody you didn't expect you would become, because when you change and you've never had confidence before, when you never were able to speak your mind before, when you were never able to establish boundaries before, you don't know what it is to live that way. So you need to get acquainted to a new you. And so you're gradually getting acquainted, as well as the people around you, to this new version of you, to this person who reacts differently, who acts differently, who thinks, of course, because there's different beliefs. And I think when I have coaches and therapists as clients, as I do have a lot, I always tell them, you know what? Those gradual changes are very good because they're giving you tools for you to help people eventually. So it's always about, you know, getting tooled so that you can also help other people. So when you do that gradual change, there are things you need to integrate and learn and understand, sometimes from an intellectual perspective, sometimes from a body sensation perspective, sometimes from a spiritual perspective along the way. This summarizes really, it's the basic. It is really the base of the work that I do. Beliefs bring emotion, bring action, brings your life, and you change three ways: spontaneously, retroactively, and gradually. All this, I must say, in the most intelligent way, because your subconscious mind is kind of that intelligence that knows in which order you need to tackle things. And it will give you what you're able to swallow, what you're able to chew, what you're able to process in order for you to process the next part. It's really like Russian dolls. Like I say that, it's like the Matryoshka, like you have that big doll, you see it all, and then there's a smaller, you open it and then you find another one, but you didn't know what was in there. And then you open another one and then you find another one, but you didn't know, right, what was there. Well, this is a lot like the work that we do together. Sometimes clients will, you know, I will say to clients, we're not ready to have a session now. You need to go back and put yourself into action. You need to go back and hear that recording a lot more. You need to go back and action every day. You need to go back in this and that to work alongside your subconscious mind and bring the changes that you want in your life. Voila, I hope this helped. And as you know, you can always book a 30-free minutes call with me, as many of you do. I have people every week, you know, booking those calls saying, oh, I heard this episode or that episode. It's always a pleasure even to talk about those episodes together and talk about what keeps you away from the life that you want to have. Until next time, as you know, it's just a belief. Right.